You're taking advantage of me because I'm drunk, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a bad girl.
Lucky for both of us, I don't judge.
It's not my fault.
Then whose fault is it?
I told you, Uncle Charlie.
I thought you lived alone.
I do. I leave the TV on to deter criminals.
Charlie, did you tell Jake he could use your computer?
Just take what you want and don't hurt us.
Go ahead, tell him, Uncle Charlie.
No one's talking to you. Can you explain to me why I caught him watching a QuickTime movie called Vanessa Does Van Nuys?
Hey, meet Vanessa. Why don't you hop upstairs? I'll be right there.
Okay. Hey, Dad, can we move to Van Nuys?
No.
Hey, whose skateboard?
Mine.
Wow, it's really rad.
Thanks. So is your movie.
Thanks. We're working on a sequel. Yeah, I'm going to do Woodland Hills next.
Hop, hop, hop.
The brunette slinks out.
Can we go to Woodland Hills?
Forget Woodland Hills. What the hell is your skateboard doing on the stairs?
Excuse me, we were talking about the dirty movie on your computer.
I'm sorry, I forgot it was on there.
You can't forget things like that when you have a child in the house.
I'm not a child.
Then I don't have him.
No one's talking to you, and that's no excuse.
Look, it's not hardcore. It's mostly her and a couple of friends having a pajama party.
I didn't see pajamas.
Shut up, go away.
Jake skulks out.
Again, I'm sorry. Mea culpa. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mea going upstairs for a culpa hours.
Hey, Charlie, who do I work for, you or this fastidious parasite you call a brother?
I get the feeling you want me to say me. Me, definitely me. She works for me.
Well, then tell her when something is on the shopping list, she should, in fact, shop for it.
I'm gonna slug him. Can I slug him?
Why are you making such a big deal out of this?
Because it is a big deal.
No, it's not.
The hell
hey,
it isn't.
What is going on here?
It's very simple. I have decided to start drinking acidophilus milk. It promotes intestinal flora, which aids in healthy digestion. Anyway, for 3 weeks, I have been writing it on the shopping list. Yet Berta insists on bringing home 2%.
Slug him.
Hefty Berta grins.
My life. Milk and skateboards.
Alan and Berta flinch as Charlie crashes over backwards.
It's a good thing I'm drunk.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
Salted butter, extra large eggs, extra large eggs. Acidophilus milk, 2% milk, you whiny pinhead.
Morning.
Hey, how you feeling?
Not too bad, really.
That was some fall you took.
Yeah, if I hadn't been plastered, it might have killed me.
You'd think the liquor industry would promote that.
It is a selling point. Right up there with making ugly people doable.
Berta grins as she pours milk into his coffee mug.
2%, the king of milk.
He's got to go, Charlie.
What am I going to do, Berta? He's my brother.
We could make it look like an accident.
No. No accidents. As long as my mother's alive, nothing happens to Fredo.
Charlie answers the front door of his beachside house to a stunning brunette.
Hi. I am sorry to bother you. I'm just moving in next door.
Really? You're my new neighbor.
He looks up.
Thank you, God.
Anyway, I just wanted to stop by and introduce myself. Danielle Stewart.
Charlie Harper. Nice to meet you, Danielle. Come on in.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have a welcome to the neighborhood drink.
It's 9 a.m.
Oh, right. Who drinks at 9 a.m.?
I wouldn't mind a cup of coffee.
Great. Oh, Berta.
What?
My faithful housekeeper. Would you be so kind as to bring a cup of coffee for our new neighbor?
Sure. Luckiest SOB on the planet.
Please.
Oh, thank you.
So, Danielle, what brings you to our little stretch of paradise?
Me? Well, I just got tired of the cold winters in Chicago.
Well, I don't want to scare you away, but winter's here. The mercury can dip down to the mid-60s.
Oh, no. How will I stay warm?
I recommend the buddy system.
You're cute.
I know. So what did you do in Chicago?
Well, for the last 8 years, I've had a full-time career trying to spend my divorce settlement.
Oh, a working woman. Well, buying a Malibu beach house ought to take a big chunk out of that settlement.
Yeah, you'd think.
Whoa.
Anyway, I've had my fun. I want to settle down, get serious with my life.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
No kidding. So, are you married?
Me? No.
You looking to get married?
No.
Do you like children?
No.
So, how do you define getting serious with your life?
Well, I've stopped drinking in the morning. Hey, Berta, where's that coffee?
You men are all alike. Isn't there anyone left who just wants to get married and raise a family?
Yeah, but they're all gay.
Berta lays coffee down.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you wouldn't happen to have any acidophilus milk, would you?
Charlie and Berta swap looks. Night, Charlie and Berta in the kitchen.
Walk me through this again. She's beautiful, rich, divorced, and you want to hand her off to Zippy the Chimp?
Okay. Follow my reasoning here. This is a woman looking to settle down. If I sleep with her, I'm happy for one night. But if I teach my brother to sleep with her, he falls in love, asks her to marry him, moves out, and I'm happy for the rest of my life.
It's a nice plan, but it'll never happen.
Don't say that! Unjinx.
Charlie, she is way out of his league.
I know that. Everybody's out of his league. He doesn't even have a league. He's just a kid with a bat and a ball and a football helmet. But luckily, he has me.
Color me dubious.
I'm home.
Come on, I need you to be with me on this one.
It'll never work.
Voila! This is acidophilus milk. It is on the shelf below the 2%, right next to the low-fat yogurt.
Boy, does your brother have a girl for you.
Berta turns away, smirking.
What?
She just moved next door. She's gorgeous, divorced, and loaded.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her?
Why does something have to be wrong with her?
Because there's only two reasons you ever set me up with a woman. Either you need somebody to keep the emotionally disturbed or cross-eyed or hermaphroditic best friend busy while you do the pretty girl, or... Okay, I guess there's just one reason.
There is nothing wrong with Danielle. Berta, is she or is she not gorgeous?
Hey, I'd do her.
If she's so great, why are you giving her to me?
You want the truth?
It'd be a nice change of pace.
All right. First of all, I am sorry about the hermaphroditic incident.
I'm sorry does not make up for leaving me in a hotel room with a girl who had a vestigial penis.
I didn't know. I was as surprised as you were.
Charlie, no one was as surprised as I was. But let's move on.
Okay, now I'm not saying that I didn't try to hit on our new neighbor, because I did.
And?
I got nowhere.
She saw him for the mindless meat-seeking missile that he is.
Anyway, I just thought you two might hit it off. I'm even making a little welcome basket for you to give to her, see?
So, she's beautiful, rich, and single.
Right.
Why would she want me?
What kind of thing is that to say? Why wouldn't she want you?
I'm broke, middle-aged, twice divorced, sleeping on your hide-a-bed, and sharing custody of a flatulent, underachieving son.
We're gonna need a bigger basket.
You're gonna need chloroform and a rope.
Berta marches out.
Just remember, the most important thing is to project confidence.
Got it. How do I look?
Just project confidence.
They have the basket at Danielle's door.
Here, you give her the welcome basket.
All right. What do I say?
Welcome.
Oh, good. That's good.
Oh, hi.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Danielle, this is my brother, Alan. Alan, Danielle. Alan just wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to come in?
I don't know. She seems kind of busy. Maybe we should come back.
Go.
I am sorry that the place is such a mess.
Don't be silly. Moving takes time, right, Alan?
Oh, yes. I remember the last time I moved. It was very time-consuming. I had to collect boxes and those packing peanuts. And, you know, boy, those things get everywhere. Hey, you know, that summer sausage is not salami. A lot of people confuse the two.
Interesting. So why don't I open up this wine and we can toast to my new home?
Good idea. None for me. Red wine makes me gassy.
She bulks.
I'm sorry, I don't have anything else to offer. I haven't had time to go grocery shopping.
Well, then you must be starving. Alan, I think we should take this young lady out to dinner.
But I was planning on warming up the pot roast from Sunday night.
The pot roast will keep.
I don't know, it's right on the edge.
Forget the pot roast. So what do you say? We could walk up the beach to Giorgio's and grab a bite.
You know, that sounds wonderful. Let me just throw on some clean clothes.
Terrific.
All right, I will be right back.
They watch her jog up the stairs.
Huh? Huh?
She's incredible.
Incredible. She's perfect. Okay, a couple of pointers. First off, you never open with gassy.
I know that. It just came out.
It's all right. It's all right. No permanent damage. Mm. Now, what's going to happen here is I'm going to bail on dinner so you two can be alone.
Really? Because Giorgio's is kind of pricey.
Ah, jeez. Here. Tip big. Don't agonize over the math.
I don't agonize. I just take the sales tax and double it, which is roughly 15%. Unless, of course, the service is less than impeccable, in which case I leave a flat $5.
Alan, it's my money. Go crazy.
Fine. 18% it is.
Now, dinner conversation. Don't talk about your boring job, your petty problems, or your stupid hobbies.
What else is there?
Her petty problems, her stupid hobbies. No woman ever came home from a date complaining that all she did was talk about herself.
Oh, that's good. And that way, I remain an enigma.
Yeah, let's call you an enigma.
All righty. So, do I look okay?
You look beautiful. Fantastic, right, Alan?
Welcome.
Okay, let's go.
Charlie slaps Alan's head.
Oh, no.
What do you mean you have to go?
Handsome Charlie raises his brows and narrows his eyes at his nerdy brother.
What's wrong?
I just remembered I have some work I need to do.
Oh, no!
Oh, what a shame. Maybe we should do this another time.
No. You two go ahead, enjoy yourselves.
Are you sure?
You sure? Let's go.
Okay. See you later, Charlie.
So, Danielle, you got any hobbies or problems?
Charlie watches them go, then lifts his shirt and talks to his groin.
Yes, I know she's hot. But I'm thinking long term, so shut up.
Hey.
Hey, where have you been?
Stuck in traffic. Danielle's coming over in a few minutes. Got a shower and change.
Wow, you two are going out again?
What can I say, Charlie? The girl digs my mojo.
When did you get mojo?
Scoff if you like, but that woman is entranced by the enigma that is Alan Jerome Harper.
Unbelievable. Your plan is working.
Told you.
There must be something wrong with that girl.
There must be a lot wrong with that girl.
Well, then it's a match made in heaven. There's something wrong with her, and we know there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, and before you know it, he'll move out, they'll get married, and we'll be wondering what's wrong with their kids.
Charlie.
Hey, Danielle. Come on in.
Thank you.
Oh, man. This kid wants to kill me. Why doesn't he just cut my brake line?
He slings Jake's skateboard out.
Alan's in the shower.
Am I too early?
No. He's been living here for 3 years. You want a drink?
No, thank you. I'm trying to cut down.
Really? Why?
Long story.
Alan takes long showers.
Longer when he's not dating.
Thank you, Berta.
Berta turns to the kitchen. Charlie sits with Danielle.
So, tell me your story.
It's a little embarrassing.
Hey, all the good drinking stories are. After a night of partying at the Pomona State Fair, I once woke up on a tilt-a-whirl wearing nothing but a grass skirt and a tiny sombrero.
No kidding.
I've still got the sombrero. Okay, your turn.
All right, the reason my marriage didn't work out, the reason none of my relationships work out, is because I tend to drink a little too much and then do things I regret.
And by things, you mean?
Men.
Huh.
And the occasional woman.
Huh.
They raise their brows, nodding sagely.
Well, as stories go, I'd say this is a good one. At least yours doesn't end with a toothless carny offering you a churro.
You know, I had a feeling you'd understand. You know, Alan is very sweet. But the guys I usually go for are more like, well, you.
Huh.
Anyway, I think I am ready for a nice, normal relationship. No more getting blitzed and falling into bed with the first guy who asks me. Or a girl. Or a couple.
Huh.
He stares at her with a furrowed brow.
Excuse me.
Charlie gets up and scurries to Berta in the kitchen.
Okay, new plan. I'm gonna boink Danielle and Alan's gonna live here forever.
Kill surprise.
Charlie's waiting as Alan emerges from the bathroom in a towel and shower cap.
Oh. Hello.
It's not your night, Alan. Danielle, she's not right for you.
But you said she was perfect for me.
I was wrong. She's sick and twisted. That makes her perfect for me.
I'm sorry, I'm not following.
I was talking to her out there, and it turns out she's a booze hound and a sex freak.
What? I haven't seen that in her at all. I mean, I got a good night kiss, but she was perfectly sober, and her tongue did nothing freaky.
That's because she's trying to hide who she really is.
Now, who's that?
Me. She's me, Alan, top to bottom, except, you know, from here to here.
So what is it you want me to do? Step aside so you can lead her back to a life of sordid degradation?
If you wouldn't mind.
No. You gave her to me. There's no take backs.
All right, fine. Then we'll just let her make her own decision.
All right. May the better man win.
Alan drops his towel as they shake hands.
You should probably be rooting for the shriveled man.
Charlie pours Danielle a glass of white wine.
Oh, now, just a little.
You got it. That is a beautiful dress.
Oh, thank you.
Whoops. Sorry.
That's okay.
She sips her full glass.
Buttery, with a slight citrus finish.
Charlie gawps as he watches her knock her head back and gulp down the whole glass in one go.
So you know why?
Okay, Danielle, we'd better get going if we're going to make our reservation.
Oh, you're right. Well, thanks for the wine, Charlie.
Whoa, what's the hurry? I was going to make a pitcher of margaritas.
Oh, I love margaritas.
Be right back.
Gee, Danielle, do you really want to sit here and drink with Charlie?
Oh, you're right, Alan. You're a nice guy. You're good for me. Mm. Okay, Charlie, we're leaving.
Wait. If you don't have time for margaritas, I can mix one up in your mouth.
Charlie, I know what you're trying to do.
What are you talking about? I'm being a good host.
You're taking advantage of Danielle.
No, I respect Danielle for who she is.
So do I.
No, you respect Danielle for who she's pretending to be.
You. Why did you bother putting us together in the first place?
Because I thought she was dull and boring like you. And I had hoped the two of you would go and be dull and boring at her house.
That was really your plan? That's insane.
It would have worked if she wasn't a drunken...
Whoa.
She's drinking from the bottle.
There is no need to fight over me. Alan, you're a sweet, gentle guy. Charlie, you're a pig. But I find you very attractive. There's only one reasonable solution. I'll have to do you both.
Alan frowns at her aghast as she shrugs amiably. Charlie leans in towards his brother.
No crossing swords.
Are you out of your mind? You're actually considering this?
Yeah, you're right. I don't even like eating dinner next to you.
Thank you for your generous offer, but I'm afraid we must decline.
But mostly he's afraid.
I should have known. Not a pair between you.
She strolls for the door.
Well, if either of you change your mind, you know where to find me.
She slips on the skateboard.
Okay, you can have her.
Alan rushes to Danielle. Charlie's at the supermarket.
1 pound salted butter. 1 dozen extra large eggs. And 1 acidophilus milk. For the whiny pinhead.
I thought I was the only one who drank this stuff.
What? Are you kidding me? It's all I drink. You know, for the intestinal fauna.
That's all you drink?
Well, I've been known to add a few fingers of vodka, kind of an acidophilus-tini.
You're cute.
So I've been told.
He watches the blonde go, then talks to his groin.
I can't. I promised Berta I'd get the groceries. You're right. You're always right.
He leaves the basket. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men.